Along the line is Jed Matz, the Chief Executive of the Cattle Council. Jed, do you support the recommendations?
Oh, look, I think they're heading in the right direction, but we also think that they probably need some fine-tuning. So it's good that this is an interim report. We get to get a bit of a flavour of what the senators are thinking, and then we can work with them to fine-tune some of those recommendations and hopefully add a couple more.
What do you like?
Look, I think greater transparency is something that producers have been calling out for a long time. So I think the senators have identified that. It's just the mechanism we use to provide that transparency so that we don't have unintended consequences on the free market.
Yeah, and that's a fine balance, isn't it, Jed? So how do you achieve that?
Yeah, and I'm still working through the detail of this report, and I don't think the Senate actually goes to find, providing a perfect solution yet, but we're looking at various mechanisms we can give, and essentially being giving producers more information so they can make informed decisions. But what these recommendations have failed to recognise is a really important key to giving more transparency, which is improving the beef language. Cattle Council has been pushing really hard for a long time now for improvements to the beef language, because that's the language we use to describe the cattle and describe the meat that we're selling and trading. And if we can have improved language, then we can have better information flow.
Because a lot of the recommendations so far, or at least in this interim report, mainly deal with what happens within the sale yards rather than once it gets to the processing side of things, where you do come into grading issues around pricing.
That's correct, yeah. We were disappointed there wasn't more reference to, methods used to discount cattle that we don't believe send true and correct market signals to producers when they sell over the hooks. So there's still, I think, a lot of work for the Senate committee to do here.
When it comes to that language review, which has been underway for some time, where is that actually up to, Jed?
So that report's been finalised, and it's with the peak councils at present, and we're just trying to find a time to come together as a group of peak councils and review the recommendations and work out how we're going to progress each one. So hopefully that'll happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and we can get that report out in the public and start pushing the recommendations through the industry.
Do you have processes on board?
Yeah, absolutely. They're one of those peak councils that'll come together and work on them. I'm not saying the processes are in favour of every recommendation, and probably producers aren't in favour of each recommendation in that report either, but we've got to come together as an industry and work together to try and improve things as best we can.
And Jed Matz is with you from the Cattle Council. Let's jump back to this interim report from the Senate inquiry. It does criticise commission buyers who are in the market for multiple parties. Where do you stand on that one, or is this just a bit of a reality of the current market situation that we face in Australia?
Yeah, that's a difficult one. I think you've got to make people, and for example, if you're a buyer of a lot of cattle, you're not, as an individual, going to be able to get to all the sales you need to get to. So you need buyers, and those buyers need to be able to have a critical mass to be able to buy for enough people to enable them to make it worth their while to be there. So if we have trust in those buyers and more transparency around how they do their business and who they're buying for and why, and that might come from some of the recommendations, the first recommendation from the Senate inquiry. So just that transparency that we're talking about, a little bit more of that could help maintain those buyers in the market.
Yeah, because there is potential conflicts of interest. It's how that is best managed. Is it being managed well right now in your mind, Jed Matz?
Look, I think there's always examples of where things could be done better, and it's not always done right, but I think the majority of people in the marketplace are doing the right thing. So we just need to make sure that there's rules and guidelines in place to stamp out anyone that's trying to do the wrong thing.
And perhaps these recommendations go some of that way. Look forward to, I guess, seeing the final report, which won't be out for a number of months. I think they've extended the reporting deadline now until the end of the year.
Yeah.
Jed Matz, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.